I read the other day that young people, like the Generation Z, are getting over the digital world. Like a majority of them are wishing to be less digital, to be less involved in social media, and be just more offline. And I really resonate with that because I've lived the digital to its natural end. Running an online business extrapolated to the point where I'm so far away from any real type of operation. There are layers upon layers of outsourcing and digital solutions, but that also means that I only have digital problems. Anything I want to do involves a screen, a two-dimensional space, which I have to transform my intentions, which are more than 3D. They're like, your intentions seem to be multi-dimensional in a way. Who knows where inspiration comes from? And the way inspiration feels is not a 2D type of feeling. It's a 3D feeling or a 4D feeling. It's a flowing type of experience. Now you have to translate that into a 2D experience, satisfying the visual mainly and a little bit tactile in terms of tapping and sliding on a screen. But honestly, this is so far detached from what it means to be human. And I think that what AI might actually do for us is finally take over the digital realm for us so that we no longer have to dabble in it and we can return to being primates, living as we wish, in contact with nature and each other. And it doesn't have to be nature as green, but it has to be the physical world. I think the people who become extremely good at the digital, they're a type of breed. Just as the berserker was a type of breed during the Viking Age. The massive man with a lot of power and strength, he had a very significant role to play in previous societies. And in our society, it's the mentat, it's the digital, adapted, brainy person that does really well because their way of thinking and perceiving translates perfectly to binary code, and they are able to express their ideas through digital creations. But I think their time will come too. And I believe the next in line will be the philosopher and the speaker, the one that can articulate what it is they want. Preferably, they don't even have to touch the AI. They have an AI to talk to. They have an AI that talks to the AI that can proofread or proof text apps and stuff. But as the ultimate sovereign being, the individual ourselves, we might actually arrive at the point, which I've dreamt of for a long time, where we don't have to depend on digital solutions, where all you do is like once a week, your AI will call you or ping you and say, hey, how's it going, Carl? Everything's good. You had this and this many sales and this happened. Essentially like an executive assistant, but it can actually run a business. And I think with robotics, this could even get more interesting. But the core of this is that when it comes to life and living, the experience of life, it requires presence. And the presence means that you're in the here and now. You're not mentally in a phone or in the future or in the past. And most people experience a great sense of presence when their phone doesn't have battery, or if you go out without a phone, or if you go on vacation and you don't have the digital stuff with you, you get to experience an extended period of presence. And us as beings are meant for that existence. It's our biology, it's our evolution. Look at a dog, it's present. And we can be present too. And I know the presence is what feels the best. So I can empathize with the Gen Zs. I would say they're at the end of this insane train that my generation and the previous generation really kickstarted. But the Generation Z and the Alphas, or whatever they're called, they're the ones who kind of grew up with all this stuff. And they seem to be feeling firsthand how this is unhealthy.